Well, greetings to you in the name of the Most High. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Hope you all doing well out there. I greet you amidst all that goes on within this sensory construct that we call life, earth, time, whatever country and place that you are right now. Whatever you might call it, the thing we know is things aren't what we've been told. Now, whatever they are is whatever they are, but we've not been told the right things. We've not been told the things that are necessary, things that are true, the things that are good. Nope, we have been lied to on a classic, everybody's been lied to, by the way, on a classic grand scale. And, but hey, at least you know that you've been lied to, right? At least you know that you've been told information with an agenda. At least you know that people have done so to control you, to push you in particular directions that may not be in your best interest. You've been given information and been told to conform to that information, not told why, not given logic and reason, the ability to think. No, you've been told conform and don't be an outlier, because there's consequences for using your own mind. There's consequences for having your own thoughts. There's dire consequences for being on, for not being part of the group in the way that they want you to be. But now, what's happening to the group? Well, the group is being destroyed. The group is being undermined. You thought in the group, people thought that if they went along, they go along to get along, right? Well, what happens when going along gets you destroyed? What happens when going along gets you destroyed? Look at what's happening to people right now. Okay? There's some serious, serious concerns around the world for what's happening to people for going along. You can always think. You can always use your mind. You can always ask questions. You can always make a decision in the best interest for you and those around you and anybody that's under your leadership, your guidance, your authority, your that gives you respect. You can always make decisions and choices in those lines. Don't ever turn your brain off. You're given common sense for a reason. You're supposed to use it. If something doesn't look right, doesn't sound right, give it a look. It's okay. And if people try to shush you, try to hush you up, try to get you to not use your brain, don't listen to them. Ask questions until you are satisfied. Now, we've seen globally now, things are just coming to light, left, right, and center. The worlders are having trouble keeping things under wraps because they're fighting so many battles on so many fronts, and the narrative is out of their control at this point. People are coming forward, and they are breaking through their constructs, their lies and their deceptions, and now people are they're mad. They're mad. You know, I mean, how many people's lives have been destroyed by these worlders? And why is it that these people that think the world is overpopulated, they want to kill all these people, and yet it's not them. Listen, the people that are here have a right to be here. They have a right to be able to experience life here in a decent way, in a humane way. That's deserved, and that should be honored. Now, there's a lot of those that are out there that because of the sheer luck of what they were born into and their surroundings, that they think there's something else, something special about them. Look, would you feel the same if you were born, would you feel the same about the issues that you feel if you were born in a different country? If you were born a different gender? If you were born a different color? If you were born into a different socioeconomic status, different racial group, how would you feel? You know, I think I might have mentioned this one before. Long-standing lesson for me as a kid. It's called the candy bar test. And my dad told me about this when they were kids growing up. Very smart grandmother. She would give them a candy bar and she would say, "Look, here you go," because they both want a candy bar. "Okay, here you go. One of you cuts it, the other one picks." And when they would do that, the result would be the most evenly divided candy bars you've ever seen in your life, because obviously the one who cuts it knows that if there's even the semblance of a bigger piece, it's going to be picked by the other child. Now, what does that mean? It means that people make decisions whereby they have the consequences for those decisions as well. They have to live under the decisions that they make. That's the way government should function. That's the way rules and laws should function. An ideal republic, that is what happens. When these places get corrupted, then it doesn't work. When these places get corrupted, then you have one law for me and one for thee. Then you have something else. Which is what you see in developing countries, third worlds, socialist countries around the world, plagued by that. Would your system survive the candy bar test? You know, if people had to make rules, but then they didn't know which side they would fall after the rule was made, that could be very interesting. You would probably see some very different things come up, some very different ideas being proposed. I think we're going to get to that in the future, but we've got to get through some of this rough patch right now. Well, this rough patch right now, from the country of Sri Lanka, where I am at the moment. Right now they're in another lockdown, even though everybody knows all over the world this doesn't work. They don't have an answer. They're destroying their surroundings, they're destroying their business communities, they're destroying the day laborers. My gosh, anybody that's a day laborer that doesn't get paid doesn't eat. And now they're letting people out every 3 days, 4 days to go get supplies, one person per household to be walking by foot, mind you. This is their idea, it's not working. But one person per household to go by foot to bring back supplies for the next 3 to 6 days for an entire family. Yeah, great idea. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people come up with, that they don't ever live under that, no. But they make these rules for the people. Listen, you can't, in public health, there is more going on in public health than what people are being told is should be the priority of the day, which has been this for over a year, this stupid COVID thing. For over a year. There's much more going on. And you don't destroy everything over one public health issue. For a virus with a 99.97% recovery rate, you don't destroy everything. Any policy that you make should have a balance between public health and economy and human and civil rights. You have to balance all of those. So you can't just make a decision in one place just because that's what's important to you or that's what you've been told is supposed to be the important, all-encompassing, all-sweeping issue and destroy everything else. You can't do that. Why? Because you destroy everything else. So if you go and you destroy, so you go and you lock everybody down, fine, you destroy economies. So then people don't eat. And if they don't eat, they die from that. The starvation issues in the developing world are far worse than COVID. But those numbers aren't being counted. You know why? Because starving to death is not a rich man's disease. Starving to death is not a rich man's disease. Rich people don't die of hunger. So they don't count that. You can't make public policy decisions and discount everything else that goes into it. You have to balance it all. That's what it is to be a politician, a true politician. You've got to balance something for your constituencies. You've got to balance a program for the people that are under your authority, under your jurisdiction, if you're going to have politicians in the first place. If they can't do that, get rid of them and have a different system. Because it's supposed to be a representative government. And if it's not a representative government, make a government that's representative. People have done that before throughout history. At least the optics of it, maybe it wasn't actually true, but the optics of it were true. Make a representative government. Right now, around the world, you have to have a balanced approach to what's going on. You cannot have one single issue of public health for one virus. It's very likely a man-made bioweapon as time goes on that may come out. But you cannot have a single issue like that overtake everything else. Tons and tons and tons of viruses and bacteria out there. Plenty of things out there that could hurt you, could infect you, could kill you. Plenty of them. Nobody shuts down the world for all those other things. If you don't see the agenda behind this, please look a little closer. You have to see this. People don't understand the need for economy. You listen, for those of you that have been tracking around the counter-trafficking issues, there is a one-to-one correlation with your access to financial services and the likelihood that you will be trafficked. Why? Because when your economy gets destroyed, your personal economy gets destroyed, you don't have the ability to choose. You're forced to make decisions that you wouldn't otherwise make because you're in a weaker position. This is not rocket science. It's not what happens to the world when you destroy economies of entire countries and you make them dependent on government services which are funded by the general public. What happens when you destroy the economies? Now people are stuck and now they're dependent. And now they have to make decisions and choices that they may not have ever wanted to make. They may not have ever wanted to close their business or fire their employees, but now they have to. People may not want to be going without dinner tonight, but they have to because they don't have the money to buy it. Do you understand? And human rights. You know what? This stuff going on around the world, it needs to be prosecuted all over the world. massive global human rights abuses around the world, around just this one issue. Violations of the Nuremberg Code everywhere. Forced vaccination, coercion towards people being put in situations, being coerced into experimental human trials. They cannot stop the experiment once this gets going, once this is in their body. How do you turn it off? It's in you. You can't get rid of it. Huge, huge, huge violations of human rights all over the world. You know what? In the country of Sri Lanka, all this lockdown and all this quarantining, this 2 weeks thing, this is false imprisonment. People are taken away based on a test that's questionable, a test which is a very dangerous test, a test which, if you should be able to take, if this is supposed to be in your saliva, why do you have to shove something up into somebody's brain to see if it's present? People wearing face masks because they don't want to, because you can spit this stuff 20 some feet away from you, but you got to go dig in the back of somebody's head to see if they have it. With a chemical EO, which is a chemical that is a human carcinogen, and you got to dig in the back of somebody's brain, made in China, by the way, you got to dig in the back of somebody's brain to see if they have traces of this disease. And then if they do, even if they don't feel any symptoms, but if they do, you falsely imprison them? They're falsely imprisoned for 2 weeks? That's what's happening with a lot of places around the world. People are being stuck in quarantine centers for positive tests. No trial, no jury, no anything under medical guidelines, put into detainment centers. You know, these are dangerous, dangerous precedents. But you know, look at this. There's a learning lesson in all this. Look at how fear allowed so many people allowed their rights, I should rather say, to be abrogated. They just allowed their rights to just be given away. They gave away their rights because of fear. And look, you're not one step closer to being safe, and you've lost your rights. Intimidation, manipulation, people's businesses destroyed, human rights violated, human rights abuses on a colossal scale. And look at how, in all of this time, look at how these guys, how they use this entire situation, and gross incompetence, absolute incompetence. I mean, monkeys throwing darts at a dartboard with suggestions for what to do would probably do better. Okay, you want a solution? I'm not just going to criticize. Here's your solution. And I've talked about this for well over a year. With a 99.97% survivability rate of this, and proven global protocols for outpatient treatments of this potentially man-made bioweapon, right now, it's going very well in India where they're using ivermectin. Ivermectin is one, hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc, and the other protocol that's there. Hundreds and hundreds of doctors all over the world treating patients, saying this works, and it does work. Outpatient strategy used in these places for people that are symptomatic, provided that you treat them within the first 5 days, ideally after day two or three, when they demonstrate and show symptoms. And if they don't show symptoms, then it doesn't matter. If they're asymptomatic, which is bullshit, but if they're asymptomatic, it doesn't matter. If they become symptomatic, then it matters, and then you treat them with a $5 protocol. $2 in Asia. $1.50 in Asia, actually. $5 in the West. Done. Focus your attention from a government standpoint, focus your attention on logistics and making sure that there's availability. You train the doctors to treat. You give people the understanding of what you need to do. Wash your hands. Sure, fine. Take off the stupid face mask. It's giving you more respiratory problems than it's helping. And outpatient strategy, people get symptomatic, treat. By the time you do that, you have herd immunity and you've improved your numbers from 99.97% to probably virtually much, well, I'm not going to say 100%, but pretty much the protocol is very successful. Very, very few people die that are treated this way. Far better than any experimental injections, far better than remdesivir and all the rest of this high-priced pharma drugs they're trying to pump into people. Stuff's been around for ages. Use that. Outpatient strategy, fine. Anybody blocking this stuff because they're trying to keep big pharma in the game, those people need to be put on trial. People breaking human rights and forcing and creating collusion and coercion for people to take experimental injections need to be put on trial. There are laws that are out there globally for this. People go to jail for this. People get fined tens of thousands of dollars for this. All right. Anyways, it's what we're dealing with. But keep waking up the people. Hey, send this around to some people. Stir them up. Get them ticked off. It doesn't matter what they're going to do. Take us off YouTube. We don't even care. I don't even know if we're on there. Okay, anyways, stuff just gets dumped online. After we post, it goes to a bunch of different places. So keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. I always love to hear from you. Bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. Bye.